Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today. It's Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. Can you tell that I'm in my bunker? Look a little different? Well, it should. This week, we made a decision, Eric the Tech, myself, and the principals here at the HagmanReport.com, or I'm sorry, HagmanReportLive.com. What am I thinking? HagmanReportLive.com. Made the decision to close the studio. Got to find the camera. Where's the camera? To close the studio and to work from home. This is my home office, and the studio is temporarily shut down until things get under control, until we're convinced that things are under control a little bit. I want to thank John Moore yesterday for filling in for me. I had some issues, some medical issues unrelated to anything that I had to take care of. So I appreciate that. John, thank you very much. John Moore from thelibertyman.com. All right. So starting off today, look, we've got a lot of news to cover. Hour two, Standeo as usual. By the way, Standeo put up on this, put up our discussion about COVID-19. On his Patreon. It was summarized very nicely. So it's, Standeo, we'll be talking about that later. The warnings coming out of, about this, CCP virus, the Chinese Communist Party virus, as the Epoch Times calls it, pretty dire. America epicenter warning, massive bailout bill close. India lockdown, virus lingers on surfaces for 17 days. November election by mail, question mark. These are the Drudge headlines as they appeared this morning. I apologize. I have a screen capture locally. Can't get it to Eric. We're social distancing, which I don't like that phrase, but nonetheless we are. We're going to see, folks, this, I've got so much information, and I've gotten so much information over the last 72 hours that I'm going to have to, there's just no other way. I'm not sure I can type fast enough. So I'm probably going to have to take to the airwaves as best I can in addition to the program to explain what I've gotten. But I'll tell you what, how this has come about in my view, how this virus has come about, everyone should be asking questions. Everyone should be asking questions about who amongst the government officials here in the United States and all of the West has been manipulating things in favor of the deep state. Remember that cruise ship that was that President Trump said, look, we need to quarantine these people. No, didn't happen. Didn't happen because, you couldn't do that. You know, the President Trump was overruled in that case. I'm telling you right now, things are being exploited in such a manner where we've got to ask some very, very hard questions. What in the hell is going on here? We are going to see, and I do suspect that we will see depression level. I mean, I'm talking about 1929, 1930 depression level economic stats, unemployment stats by mid-July. You're looking at what, March, April, May, or January, February, March, this first quarter, April, May, June, second quarter. So I'm going to say the results of the second quarter and into the third quarter, you're going to be looking at depression level unemployment statistics. You're going to be looking at economic devastation that I don't think we can recover from. You're going to see, and I do believe the lethality of this virus, although it remains to be seen if you hear, in, at least in my view, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a virologist, I'm none of those things. I'm just an investigator. But I can tell you when I'm being lied to. I mean, I spent my entire adult life identifying liars and testifying against liars. That's what I did do. That's what I do for a living. And we're being lied to on a huge scale about a lot of things. So I just want to assure you that I'm on top of this. We're on top of this. We're doing what we need to do to keep this program going. I want to thank you so much for your belief and your support in us. By the way, thank you for helping us out with coffee sales. This is my stash back here. These are K-cups. I've got a K-cup machine right over there. You can't see it, but it's there. And then I've got the whole bean as necessary. Rhonda, thank you so much for the grinder. My favorite thing is to grind the beans. Oh, and then use the French press. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so thank you. HagmanStore.com. That's HagmanStore.com. All right, before I get started here, I want to mention that we do have corporate sponsors. Now, you know, I got to tell you, I love the corporate sponsors that we have. Do just a tremendous job for us, for our listeners and viewers. And I don't know how many people know this, but I hand select them. In other words, I don't just take any sponsor whatsoever. I will make sure that, you know, I either use them or believe in them or both. I want to talk to you about Lightstream. If you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards. And if those cards come with high interest rates, you need my friends at Lightstream. I'm going to tell you flat out right now, especially now, you know, it is so easy to lower your interest rate and to save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply. I've got so many people, so many of my listeners and viewers who have sent me testimonials. My neighbor, a friend. I told you about JT. Now, one testimonial. I heard about Lightstream while listening to one of my favorite podcasts. Gee, I wonder who that is. That's my insertion there. And it prompted me to do some more research. After shopping around for a personal loan that would help me get a lower interest rate, there was no one easier to work with, plus Lightstream had the best rate by far. Better yet, no fees, and I had my cash within 2 business days. Overall, amazing experience, highly recommended. Now, here's what you need to do. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. That's Lightstream, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Hagman, 2 N's on Hagman. This is subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. I want to thank the fine folks at Lightstream for doing just such a fine job for us here at the Hagman Report and for all of our viewers and listeners. Thank you for your support. And that's lightstream.com/Hagman. All right. Thank you very much. I do have a guest scheduled. Whoops. That's my bat phone, and this could be the guest. I do, if you don't mind. Let me, here, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's see here. If you don't mind. Thank you. See Eric's hand? That's about as much as you're going to see, Eric, by the way. All right, we are trying to make contact with our guest via Skype. And it could be on our side, too, and I apologize for that, because moving the equipment, some of the cameras and everything from the studio into the office, you know how it is, right? Folks, I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think about this coronavirus. Now, what I would like you to do is comment below in the YouTube section. Now, of course, HagmanReportLive.com is where the program descriptions are, where you can find all of our shows and program descriptions and links. But YouTube, I'm interested, or as a matter of fact, even better yet, send me your thoughts to studio@HagmanReport.com. That's studio@HagmanReport.com. I want to know what you think about this, because what we're seeing, and I, as I mentioned about this before, we're seeing, we're at a crossroads between the United States Constitution and medical martial law. And I remember Paul Cantrell coming on and saying, you know, we have an issue. We really have an issue with respect to this medical martial law. The Biopatriot Act is what he called it. And I remember thinking, we sure do, because remember after 9/11 what happened and our freedoms taken away and how they were taken away. It was just incredible. So I do believe that we do have an issue with respect to that. a couple of things here while we're trying to get the guest, excuse me. And you'll have to bear with me. Okay. To be honest, what happened yesterday or Friday after the show, I had an abscess tooth just explode. I don't know how many people out there have had an abscess tooth before. But this, man, this just, I mean, it felt like somebody hit me in the face with a hammer. Saturday, well, I called my dentist, and of course, my dentist is not working. He said, okay, well, we'll get you some antibiotics. And I said, look, man, you know, you got to see me. He said, I can't, you know, and maybe if it's an emergency, here's what you need to do. And I said, well, just give me some antibiotics then. So Saturday night, I couldn't even talk. Okay, I mean, it was the kind of pain that it had its own heartbeat, and also I was looking for someone really to put me out of my misery, you know. And by Sunday, man, I was seeing monkeys. All right. However, the antibiotics kicked in. Monday, I was able to utter some words, phrases, none that my wife really wanted to hear. Or anyone else for that matter. And here I am today. So I just want to, for full disclosure, that's what happened. And speaking of full disclosure, by the way, I want to mention this too while we're waiting as well. If you go to HagmanReport.com, I've gotten probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 dozen emails about this, and I just want to set the record straight. Myself, Steve Quayle, Craig Sawyer, and Russ Dizdar have filed suit in Stark County, Ohio, against a gentleman, who has a YouTube channel and who is, he's got like 90,000 subscribers. And we filed suit against him for defamation stemming back to October, November of last year, December. Pertaining to some pretty nasty things and untrue things that he said. So I just want to alert people to the fact that if you're looking for a certified copy of the filing, I put it up there only because people were asking for copies and I wasn't going to send out copies. So you can go to HagmanReport.com for that. And also I want to thank as well, before I go any further, I want to thank Eric the Tech, Jackie, his wife, my daughter, and, everyone else as they assisted in the move of equipment. And Eric, the tech especially, worked tirelessly to make this work from home. So we're keeping our distance, you know, except when I have to hand the phone to him. I don't know whether you saw that he had a box of or a thing of cleaning wipes in the other hand. So anyway, all right.
I'm in a completely separate room.
He is. And, you know, I don't know what it is. When I walk by him, he sprays me down with Lysol every time I walk by him. Is that your?
That's just because you stink.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, what can I tell you? Do we still have, Eric the Tech, do we still have, last week I sent you a couple of videos. The second to last video that I sent, you're going to say, well, huh? The Tucker Carlson video. Do we have that? Can you get that?
I will try and find it.
All right. This is something that I wanted to play last week, and I didn't have a chance to. And I think it applies just as much today than it has ever before. This is Tucker Carlson. Well, wait and see if Eric can bring this up, because it is so good that it's just hard. I mean, it's right on the money. And he talks about, how we are approaching the language and how offensive, you know, oh, it's my goodness, everything's offensive. You call it the Wuhan virus or the Chinese Wuhan virus. And you may think, well, that's really a small issue relative to what's taking place. No, it's not. Because again, going back to what I said earlier, if you believe or if you start looking into things, how this all came about, you start looking, and I had mentioned about that 53-page document. As you talk about the globalists, for example, engaged in this whole process, well, it does apply. By the way, speaking of Tucker Carlson, I will say this. The Federalist had a – I'm not telling you right now, this is really necessary reading. The Federalist had a report – and this was published today, earlier today, about Tucker Carlson guest dismantles China's no new cases Wuhan virus lies. This ties in with an Epoch Times or Epoch Times, Epoch Times, depending on how you want to pronounce that, report that 21 million cell phone subscribers no longer are using their cell phones. What do you make of that? There it is on your screen. 21 million fewer cell phone users in China may suggest a high communist China party virus death toll. The number of Chinese cell phone users dropped by 21 million in the past 3 months. This, according to Beijing authorities that announced that back on March 19th, could it be that we're looking at an undercount of the deaths due to this virus? Yeah, I would say that has a lot to do with it. And Tucker Carlson in The Federalist was talking with the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, debunked the communist lies coming from China, showing an apparent slowdown in the spread of the novel Wuhan coronavirus. This is extremely important, I believe, at least in my view, when you start putting these pieces together. And I'm the kind of guy that likes to look for pieces, bits of information here and there. Okay. In other words, you've got to take a look at this, and we have to think bigger. That's what I'm saying. We've got to think bigger than what we're thinking. As to the purpose of this virus, let me stop right there, and I'll get back to Tucker in a second, but let me stop right there, the purpose of this virus. People are saying, well, you cannot prove that this is a bioweapon. True. I can't prove squat right now. Okay? But let's work this out a little bit. And the other argument, well, if this is a bioweapon, it's a pretty poor bioweapon because the death rate, mortality rate is low. I'll tell you what, the disruption rate, as we've seen already here in the West, especially in Italy, in the UK right now, Canada to some extent, the United States, the disruption is incredible, and it's hitting it's overwhelming the system. It's overwhelming the medical system. And I would venture to say again, by mid-July, the same time the numbers are going to be around depression level, in my view, numbers, the unemployment numbers, you're going to see MASH units set up outside of hospitals. Because there won't be any beds. That's my view. So is it effective in terms of lethality? Not like ricin or something like that. But how about in terms of disruption? And if that's the case, Was that intended to be that way? Or was it just kind of like a one-off? What about its mutations? It's another thing. We know that the virus mutates. As viruses do, they'll mutate. Kind of like when you're trying to fight them, it's kind of like trying to hit a moving target. Just want to say. So I do believe, again, this is my reasoned investigative opinion based on research and investigation, that this was developed as a bioweapon. This was released by the Chinese Communist Party for a specific purpose. And I was talking to Steve Quayle about this yesterday. And I said, Steve, just to be clear, you know, I asked him, I said, just to be clear, tell me what you think this is. I said, I asked him the question. Is this a bioweapon? He said, absolutely. Again, his opinion. Why didn't it work the way it's supposed to work? And he said, dude, what are you telling me? You mean it's not working the way it's supposed to work? How do we know it's not working the way it's supposed to work? I said, good point. I said, what's the objective? He said, what are we seeing? I like it when he answers a question with a question too, by the way. And what are we seeing? We're seeing disruptions. We're seeing our economy just being decimated. We're never going to be the same. America will never look the same again. Well, it could. I'll put a cautionary note there. It could. But the men of this country, specifically the men of this country, have to have the will, in my view, to make America what it once was. And I'm not so sure many people want to go there. 3%? Maybe. Maybe. I'm telling you, folks. I was thinking in my mind, you know, this feels like when I read the Bible. And I'm not a Bible scholar. Trust me when I tell you I'm not a Bible scholar, but when I read the Bible, the only thing I could think of was this is almost, to me, sounds like the beginning of sorrows. Does that sound reasonable to you? You know, we're all in this together right now. We are all doing what we need to do together. And we're all processing this at different levels too. And that's one more thing I'm going to toss in here as well. If I can give advice to anyone, don't let this get you down. You might think, well, man, that's easier said than done. What I'm telling you is don't let this get inside your head to the point where you're just going nuts. You're just saying, oh gosh, you know, I don't know what we're going to, I don't know. Well, what about next week? Do I even go out? Can I go out, get food? Will there be any food at the supermarket? You know, when you sit down and you start thinking about things and you've already seen perhaps empty shelves in the store, lines out the door. You've already seen this. In your home alone, maybe you're by yourself. Maybe it's just you and your husband. Maybe it's just you. Please, folks, do me a favor. Don't let that dominate. Don't fear. Don't embrace that fear. When you get to that point, just pray. Say a prayer. It has to be uplifted from that mindset. Folks, we're going to be right back. We're at the bottom of the hour. This from the bunkers of the Hagman studio, or actually Hagman home studio. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I'll get this right. You know, I feel a little bit off in terms of where to look and camera placement and all that, but that's because, of course, we shut down the studio. I'm doing this from my home office, the Hagman Manse, the West Wing. I'm kidding. We have an impromptu, this is my office, and we have an impromptu area for Eric the Tech, and it's kind of neat. So, but we are keeping our distance, obviously, but we don't have the studio open because of the unnecessary exposure to others, and we're just going to keep this, very simple. All right. By the way, Hagman Report Live. That's HagmanReportLive.com. That's where you can get our audio video feed. And if you noticed something, if you noticed something, Eric over the weekend did something really cool. He put, we've got another show that airs weekly. It's with Dan Wass. He was a guest of mine last week. Good Gun, Bad Guy. Good Gun, Bad Guy. It's a weekly radio program. It airs for an hour. It was a great show. Eric the Tech, you even talked about that. Although I can't see you.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm going to tell you something. He is good. And his books are really good, all three of them. And I've got two over my shoulder. It'd be that shoulder right there. You really can't see them, but there they are. It's right there. Anyway, his first two books I've gotten. And makes some good points about the Second Amendment and, of course, being armed and such. At any rate, my scheduled guest for this hour, we had a scheduling problem, so I apologize if it sounded as if, it did sound that I was going to, or did sound like I was going to have him, come on, and apparently, something, our wires got crossed, and at any rate, he won't be on. So, that's fine. Just got so much to get into. If you can do this, Eric, and I apologize, folks, on Conservative Treehouse, and I don't know how quickly you can do this, and folks, if you can't do this, there is an article on Conservative Treehouse that's titled Must Watch, Tom Cotton Outlines Nancy Pelosi Emergency Relief Scheme. If you haven't seen this video clip, my goodness, you've got to watch this video clip. It's about four, it's almost 5 minutes long. But, what did I say? Tom Cotton outlines Nancy Pelosi emergency relief scheme. Thank you very much. Okay. That's the title of it. And there's a video there. But it reads that there are many voters who are just simply stunned at how the Democrats are trying to use the Communist Chinese Party Wuhan virus, this economic emergency, to add unrelated ideological elements to the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. Have you seen the guts of this? Have you seen all of the insertions that the left is trying to add into this? And you might think, well, this is all just politics and they're all two sides of the same coin. Wow, does this prove otherwise? To a large extent. And it really proves, at least in my view, how the conservative right, and I qualify the Republicans, I'm not calling them Republicans, I'm saying the conservative right, as opposed to Republicans and Democrats in Congress, are really trying to do the right thing while everyone else, and that includes some Republicans, are trying not to do the right thing. Once you start studying this bill, you can see that, oh my goodness, you talk about the ideological divide in this country. I've talked about this before, but to hear it explained, I don't know if Eric, if you can show that or not, and because that's well worth it. It's United States Senate feed, and this is Senator Tom Cotton. Oh, okay. Go ahead and let's play this, because folks, just take a minute, stop what you're doing, and watch and listen really carefully to this. Go ahead.
1,400 pages. It's almost three times longer than our legislation, by the way, to give you a sense of what might be in that bill. Because let me tell you, she's not hiding the good stuff in her bill. I don't have 1,400 pages here, but I do have a few pages. Let's just go through what is a priority for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats as they dither while Americans die. Corporate board diversity. The Democrats want to impose quotas for race and sex on corporate boards. I know they want to do that for a long time. Is that going to stop anyone from getting sick from the coronavirus? There's another one, bailing out the Postal Service, wiping out all the debts that the Post Office has towards the Treasury. It's another issue we've been debating for a long time. Postal Service needs relief. And I greatly respect and praise the hard work of the men and women who are still delivering the mail. But is a survival package for the coronavirus the right time to be talking about Postal Service debt to the Treasury? Oh, here's another one. $10,000 minimum, $10,000 minimum of student loan forgiveness across the board. Another ideological wish list item for the Democrats. What does it have to do with stopping a pandemic, especially when Donald Trump has already waived student loan payments for Americans who are affected by this terrible pandemic? Early voting mandated in every single state. The same kind of early voting that almost doomed the Democrats' favored presidential candidate, Joe Biden, against whom Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, or for whom Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer worked tirelessly to beat their colleague, Bernie Sanders. Oh, combine that with same-day registration. Every single state has to register voters on same day. So now they want to pile election rules on a bill that's designed to stop a pandemic? Remind you, election rules written by the same partisan geniuses who couldn't even count their own votes in the Iowa Democratic caucuses. Here's a good one, too. Airline carbon emission offsets. Every airline that benefits from these programs, which is probably going to be all of them, has to go carbon neutral by 2025. Gee, it's going to be pretty amazing feat of engineering to get jet engines that you can plug into the wall and then fly across the continent. Democrats have a lot of faith in American ingenuity. I wonder if that'll apply, by the way, to the private planes that Nancy Pelosi and her family flies in, or all their buddies in Hollywood. What about this one? Every airline has to tell you on every single flight what the greenhouse gas emissions of that flight are. So you get your departure time and your seat number and your gate number, and oh, by the way, how many greenhouse gas emissions your plane is going to have. What is that going to do to help a vitally important and devastated industry get back on its feet? Subsidizing retirement plans for community newspaper employees. Look, this has been a long-standing debate in Congress. It almost sank the retirement reform bill last year. And here it is again in a bill designed to stop the pandemic. Are you kidding me? $15 an hour minimum wage. Unfortunately, millions of Americans are learning that the true minimum wage is zero. When you lose your job because of a global pandemic that is killing your fellow citizens, and our elected leaders won't even have a debate on a bill. Here's a beauty, too. Mandating that federal public employee unions get paid for the union work they do. So that means you, as a taxpayer, will pay federal bureaucrats when they're doing work not for you, the taxpayer, but for their unions. Again, is that going to stop the pandemic? I could go on and on and on. The Democrats' bill is 1,400 pages, after all. But the point is this. There is a good bill, a bill that was negotiated in good faith over the weekend with many Democrats, no matter what they say, that they are now blocking, that they will not even start debate on because of ideological wish list items like those.
Love those special effects, sound effects. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for getting that so quickly. But there it is, and I'm checking Conservative Treehouse here where that was featured. And, you know, again, there are a lot of people who are just simply stunned by this, who are stunned by how the left, how they're trying to use COVID-19, the communist Chinese party virus, that economic emergency to add unrelated ideological elements. As you heard in that, you can't make this up. And Senator Tom Cotton did a great job of just walking through some of the items that the left is demanding, which is, again, to me, unforgivable, especially at this point in time. While I was down, I was watching the cloture vote and the arguments back and forth in the Senate. And I've got to tell you, I couldn't believe what I was hearing and seeing from this. Now, also on CTH, Nancy Pelosi's daughter celebrates violence and suffering toward political opposition during coronavirus pandemic. Christine Pelosi, of course, that's Nancy Pelosi's daughter. She tweeted out, and I don't know how many people saw this, 5 words. Rand Paul's neighbor was right. Now, if you recall, Rand Paul was attacked by his neighbor. His neighbor recently sold his house, by the way. Rand Paul sued the neighbor and won a pretty significant monetary judgment. A jury awarded a monetary judgment along with punitive damages. He sold his house. I think it was like $342,000 in equity that had to be turned over to Rand Paul, or an account that will be given to Rand Paul. Pretty interesting. So anyway, Rand Paul's neighbor was right. Are you serious? And that's from Christine Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's daughter. And when you look at that tweet that Eric put up on the screen, Ms. Pelosi celebrates the coronavirus diagnosis for Senator Rand Paul by commending political violence carried out by a neighbor against the senator last year. And Sundance, of course, I like his sense of humor. Do not look away. And of course, Paul Kane underneath that tweet, or Christine Pelosi responding and retweeting that Paul Kane tweet, said this. Paul Kane said this. He told us the other day his biggest personal concern was not getting this because his wife has MS. Now he can't see her for almost 2 weeks. And we're supposed to be happy about that. This is what we are going to be seeing more and more of. It's going to go two different ways. We're going to be seeing more of the compassion. Before the bottom of the hour, I was talking about people. You know, the last thing I'd want to see are people freaking out over this. They're home by themselves. They read the news. They read forums. I'm on 5-6 different forums every day, just watching the information, and some of it in real time. And I can see where people will get very, very upset, very agitated. That's not the word. Very upset. And we have to really, I think we have to ground ourselves in our faith. But when I was looking at this, and when I'm looking at this tweet, and I'm thinking, this is what the left and what the deep state is all about. And writes Sundance that writes, apples don't fall far from trees. There's a reason why the far left celebrates and embraces political violence and cheers when their political opposition has any form of suffering. It's a mindset our founders warned about and carried into all political oaths of office. You might be familiar with the phrase, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's important here. The Pelosi family publicly exhibit a psychology adverse to the interests of peace and tranquility. And that's Exhibit A in trial parlance. There are quite simply the manifestation and embodiment of the warning They are, I should say, quite simply the manifestation and embodiment of the warning within the oath of office. These are the domestic enemies within our nation. And I'm going to put a period there, as he did, Sundance did on this. But there it is. At least there it is, as far as I'm concerned. And think about this. You've got these warring factions out there. The ones like that. And I would say the majority of the left, in my view, are like that, where their hatred, their visceral hatred toward Donald Trump, toward the free market capitalism, the free society. I mean, it's incredible. The hatred, the visceral hatred is palpable. You can see it. You can feel it. You can read it. And then on the other side, you've got, and I'm not saying that this is, party specific or partisan, although it tends to be. You've got people who are doing things like, giving, making sure their neighbors, elderly neighbors are taken care of. And a massive outpouring of support. So I think it's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of good out there, but there's a lot of bad out there. And by the way, speaking of that, this is one thing I ran into over the weekend, and I want to warn people about. And I really think that if you have the ability to carry a weapon and you're licensed to do so, I believe if you're out and about, and even at home, I would not have a weapon far away from you. I'm getting more and more reports, especially locally, about people who are attempting to get into houses. All right. And I've seen a spike, although this is not reported locally. I've talked to a local police officer who said, we're getting more and more reports for prowlers and B&Es breaking and entering and stuff. So I guess what I'm saying, if I'm experiencing, or we're experiencing it here in this area, yeah, chances are you're going to be experiencing it there too. So watch the uptick in violence, especially as the weather warms up here in the north. Watch the uptick in violence that's coming. Couple of other things here too, as we enter into waiting for Stan to come on. Let me just get back to where I was here. The medical the martial law, and this is, it's not being called martial law, these lockdowns, these curfews, and such. They're going to get more oppressive in the coming days. Now, some may abate, and don't forget, this is not being done on a federal level. This is being done on a local level, either on a state level or by mayors or by county commissioners. But this is increasing, and it will increase before it gets better. But I think we have to be on guard and on watch to make sure that whatever liberties we have lost in the name or for the sake of protection from this communist Chinese party virus, that we have them restored. All right. I just want to make sure that we, that people know that, or that people are aware of that. A couple of other things here. I'll get there. Just hang on a second. Talk amongst yourselves. It's going to take some getting used to. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take some getting used to for me to do this from my office, the normal show from my office. So bear with me for a moment, please. Thanks. Okay, this is from, I wanted to touch on this as well. This is from the Surgeon General. I don't know how many people really like our Surgeon General. This week is going to get bad. The U.S. Surgeon General says people need to take the coronavirus seriously. Okay. And I sense that most people are, You've got the exception in Florida, the spring break people and such. That wasn't really a great thing that we saw last week and into the weekend. But all right. But the Surgeon General, his name is Jerome Adams. He's the black bald guy that you see standing behind President Trump often. He said that he warned this week. He warned yesterday that the Communist Chinese Party coronavirus, the outbreak is going to worsen this week, and said people across the country are not taking the threat seriously enough. Yeah, there it is on your screen. And I bring this up only because I want to make sure people understand this is the crackdown is going to get worse. We're seeing right now, we are seeing just the people think that this is going to end in a week. I was talking to my wife and I said, during our discussion, and she says, how long do you think this is going to last? I said, a year, year and a half, 12 to 18 months. And she said, nah. And I said, yeah, I believe it will. What we're seeing is not the middle of anything and certainly not the end, but we're seeing the beginning stages of this. And I don't believe that we're going to recognize our country in July. July 4th, we're not going to recognize the United States. And it may not be just because of the Chinese or Communist Chinese Party coronavirus, but what the deep state, especially what the deep state is doing in response to the threat or the perceived threat, two different things, of the virus. Now, I'm not going to downplay the seriousness of the virus. I believe it's very serious. I'm not going to downplay the threat, the lasting threat. But I certainly want people to understand that sometimes the response is not necessarily on par with the threat. And that's what I think we're seeing. So this Jerome Adams is saying, hey, you know what? This is going to get a lot worse. Now, if you put a semicolon or a comma there and replace everything that came after that sentence, I would stipulate or I would suggest that what he is saying is this is going to get a lot worse, and so are the clampdowns against the people of the United States. So, I'm not trying to downplay the seriousness of this Communist Chinese Party coronavirus. What I am trying to do is work this out mentally with the Constitution of the United States, with our rights and our liberties. Because right now, and think about this, right now we're losing, mayors, governors are saying you can't buy guns right now. Certainly, if you want to get a concealed carry weapons permit in New Jersey, try it. Ain't nobody, there's no one there to take your paperwork to allow you, to permit you to apply for or to receive a concealed weapons permit if you don't already have one. Oh, you want to buy a gun? Outside of private sales, I'm not sure you're going to be able to. What I'm saying is that all of this, I think, is that we have to think bigger. This is my view. We have to think bigger than we're thinking right now. We have to think a lot bigger. So this Jerome Adams is saying right now, as of right now, this was yesterday, there are not enough people out there who are taking this seriously. To some extent, that's true. To some extent. However, and Eric and I were talking about this before, Eric the Tech, you can chime in too. You said you were kind of on the same page as Owen Schroyer from InfoWars. Is that an accurate? Is that accurate?
Did he say the same thing I told you? I don't know what page he's on.
Okay, what did you tell me in our discussion earlier today? Didn't you tell me? Didn't I have this conversation with you, or am I still?
About the cell phone usage in China?
No. This is about, we were talking about the, maybe that we didn't have this discussion today. I can't remember. All the days run together. We were talking about Owen Schroyer and he was a little bit less concerned about the virus and more concerned about the blowback, the totalitarian, the tyranny that would, come from this attempting to keep us
secure.
Yeah,
I think that's obvious.
Okay. All right. Thanks for bailing me out on that.
I don't remember that.
It hurts to smile.
I don't know. Maybe we do. We talk about a lot of things, and it's been hectic. So
yeah, it has been. So yeah, are you? So while I have you, don't go away. While I have you, what are we seeing here? We're seeing this clampdown like I've never seen in my 60 plus years of life. I'm getting younger every day. So I've never seen this in my lifetime. Certainly I can attest that you've never seen this in your lifetime.
This is my first rodeo.
Yeah.
Besides one day of 9/11.
Right.
Then everything went back to normal the next day, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's
no like lockdowns or stuff like that.
Right.
There's
right.
Security measures taken, but not like this.
And do you remember? Okay. So about that, hang with me because I need someone to talk to. Do you remember the anthrax scare right in 2002, right after, or late 2001, 2002, right after that, 9/11?
Yes. Yep.
And that was militarized, the anthrax. I mean, that was bad. And we never had anything like this. So I guess what I'm saying is there's something about this that it's just not sitting right with me. And there's some people out there that are saying, well, this was a deep state ploy to take out Donald Trump, ruin the economy, but Donald Trump and the white hats are using this to, they're flipping the script and they're arresting all of these, adrenochrome drinking, celebrities and deep staters to take them out. They're advising everyone to shelter in place because why? Because they're taking all these people, the bad people out. Have you heard that? Please tell me you haven't heard that. The silence. No, but I don't know. Some people who have, and you might have heard this, folks. Some people are saying that. Look, maybe to some extent, the non-deep staters, the good actors, to some extent, I believe, are using this time to unseat some of the deep state actors that we have, but I don't think it was planned, or I don't think this was part of a larger plan to do so. I think that to a large extent, this kind of caught everyone by surprise. So that's what I thought. That's my theory. Anyway, just going back to Jerome Adams, just again, watch him. And by the way, I'm not too keen on Anthony Fauci. I don't know about you folks. But I'm starting to really have a thing, I'm starting to have a problem with him. And I'm not liking how he's coming across and how he is really dissing the president. He did a couple of interviews recently. Not liking him at all. We're seeing also, not that you need to know, I mean, not that this is any big news, but I want to mention this, where I am here and others, I'm getting reports, stores are putting limits on what you can buy. For example, if you want to buy milk, you're limited to 2 gallons. You want to buy bread, you get 1 loaf. You want to buy eggs, 1 carton, potatoes, 1 bag, and so on. Okay. As the price of gas comes down, if it is coming down, we haven't seen much of a gas price reduction here. I would say watch for that. To happen next. So stock up on gasoline, in my view, if you have the capability of doing so. And if you do drive. So to recap, this hour, again, if you're just joining in, waiting for Stan, we're broadcasting now from my home office, which is now Studio B. and will be for the foreseeable future, to make sure everyone is safe from the contagion out there, the Communist Chinese Party coronavirus. And we've actually have a bare staff. Eric the Tech is here. I'm here. And Lady the Studio Dog is here. So it's the three of us. So if I seem a little bit off in this first hour, in this coming out, I'm both coming out of a medical issue as well as moving the studio, which is kind of like, you know, wow. It's quite the, and Eric the Tech did it all by himself, and I want to say thank you to him. But so if I seem a little off, that's the reason for it, a couple reasons for it. But we're going to get through this thing together. But I want to hear your thoughts. And by the way, feel free to share your stories. Send us studio@hagmanreport.com. If you have anything that you'd like me to cover, especially during the normal programs, I'm going to be doing some additional programs. I say that, and yet I don't, but I will be. Now that I've got this set up here, it'll be a little bit easier for me to do so. So I want to thank you again for your support. I want to thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. Remember, the truth can't be silenced no matter how hard they try. As evidence here, from the bunker, fully caffeinated, right behind me, right over there. I can't point. No, it's the other way. Right there. Fully caffeinated. HagmanStore.com. That's HagmanStore.com. Gonna be right back with Stan Dale. Share right where we're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Exposing the New World Order.
And welcome back to this edition of the Hagman Report. HagmanReportLive.com. That's where you can find our audio and video assets. That's HagmanReport.com. There it is right there. Eric did a nice job, by the way. Just, Eric, leave that on the screen for a second, okay? I want you, folks, I want you to take a look. It's because I've had people ask me questions by way of email. The top row right there, from left to right, as I'm looking at it from left to right, there's our main show, Hagman Report Live, then Keith Hansen. So that main show is 7 to 9, Keith Hansen show, 9 to 10. And then the new guy on the block, Dan Moss, welcome, Dan, to the Hagman Report Live network. Good Gun, Bad Guy, that's every Saturday. His debut episode is up. So, and then if you scroll down, you can check out the different Hagman Report episodes, and then below that, Keith Hansen, and then Dan Moss, and then popular episodes. So there it is, all in one place, HagmanReportLive.com. So glad that he did that, and it's so easy to navigate. That's HagmanReportLive.com. HagmanReport.com as well. Don't forget to bookmark there. Important announcements, and I'm going to be putting more up as I can, especially as news breaks into, you know, different things that we're seeing right now. And by the way, New York City already getting reports that New York City is sending homeless who have the coronavirus to different shelters. Think about that for a moment. Think about that. Yeah. By the way, I had my good friend Michael Terrell on from Whole Tones, wholetones.com. Folks, have you done this yet? You know, again, being at home, if you are either alone or if you've got family, any have kids and pets, let me tell you about Whole Tones. Wholetones.com, they have the music frequent, Whole Tones to Sleep for adults, for example, or for people, for example, Whole Tones to Sleep at wholetones.com. You can relieve stress. You can get better sleep. Statistics say that 70% of us don't get enough sleep. Well, you can change that with Whole Tones to Sleep. It's an amazing product. I have one. My wife has one by the bed. And you, very simply, it comes with a rechargeable battery and all of the controls are on the bottom. You turn it on and the music frequency is so beautiful. You will get such a, just an unbelievably great sleep with Whole Tones to Sleep. It relieves stress. We use it in the studio. Now we use it in the office and at home as well. It relieves stress, helps you sleep better. And by the way, there are also different, you can use it for mental clarity and focus. It's amazing what Michael Terrell has developed and made so much better. Not that it was ever bad, but it's just an amazing product. And Glam, in Glam Magazine, a big write-up on wholetones.com. I'm going to have him back because I want to hear more about frequency and I want to talk more about the human body, the frequency of the human body and the frequency of the earth. I'm telling you, there is a relationship there. And even the 5G, think about that. How you can guard yourself against that. Aside from wrapping yourself up in aluminum foil, of course. But seriously, wholetones.com has got a great product to relieve stress, better sleep, to energize yourself for the day. But my favorite, still my favorite, Lady the Studio Dog loves it, and Theo even responds to it, is Whole Tones for Pets. I'm telling you, two different products. Although Lady the Studio Dog responds to Whole Tones for people, Whole Tones for Pets, Michael Terrell, over 200,000 sales for pets alone. Unbelievable. And the response from dog owners, from cat owners, relieves separation anxiety. Or maybe in this case, it relieves the anxiety that comes with having you guys, you know, together all day long. Although the dogs love it, seriously. Folks, visit wholetones.com. That's wholetones.com. And use Hagman as a promo code. That's Hagman as a promo code. Wholetones.com. Michael Terrell, a good friend of mine, and Whole Tones, a great product. All right. Stan Dale put up, just today, I think, put up the conversation we had recently about COVID-19. And again, I will henceforth refer to COVID-19 as either the Communist China Wuhan virus or the Communist Chinese Party virus, just to be clear as to where it originated. And some people will say, nah, we can't be sure of that. I think we can with recent investigation and research. I think we can. So right there on your screen, Stan and Holly Dale put up the recent conversation Stan and I had about the CCP or the Chinese Communist Party coronavirus, COVID-19. And it's pretty good. So folks, become a Patreon member with Stan and Holly Dale. They deserve your support. And oh, while you're there, make sure you order. Now's a good time because I don't know how long this is going to last. MyEMPShield.com or EMPShield.com. I'm sorry. EMPShield.com. Make sure you get an EMP shield for your house, for your car. I've had many people ask me about this. and many professionals are installing them in their bunkers, in their secondary homes. EMPshield.com, American made. This is created by Standeo and his partner. You should see the patent they have. Listed by the Department of Homeland Security in their February 5th, 2019 EMP Resilience Report. Protect your stuff. Get EMP Shield. It's very inexpensive it's inexpensive insurance. Let me tell you. If you have even a laptop or if you have just a router, for crying out loud, it's worth the money. EMPShield.com. Use Hagman as the promo code. All right. Standale, Standale.com and Holly Dale, they do a great job. Stan, how are you, sir? How you making it? Okay. Things are going well, folks. We don't have them yet. We don't have audio. No audio. Stan, no audio. Stan, no audio. Let's see. All right. We'll get them. We'll get them. Just working some kinks out. Let's move to my home, my office. Have I talked about my stack of coffee that I'm going to be needing? This is my bunker supply right here. Those are K-cup boxes. Oh, and then over here, I'm not sure if you can see that. See the bags behind that? Real coffee, real beans. And Rhonda got me this real neat grinder, so I appreciate that, Rhonda. And by the way, we're being affected. The coffee cups,
Eric,
and shirts.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
There we go. By the way, our coffee cups and shirts are, folks, get them while you can because the printer is closed because of the coronavirus. So these are going to be, if you want them, get them now. If you want to, I need the bean coffee cup or the other kind of coffee cup or the shirt, get them now. All right. Stan, thanks. We can hear you.
Am I there?
You're there.
Okay.
You're here.
Yeah, sorry. It was a loose connection on my microphone. I just found it. Sorry.
Well, at least, okay, so it was your fault, not mine. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of faults.
I like the new image of you there. That's a nice balance of background and everything. And you need to also add to your itinerary of coffee cups an IV so you can put coffee intravenously into your arm when it's really bad, you see. Get your caffeine fixed.
I got to tell you, some people take vitamin C. I take IV coffee. You know, you're right. We're actually, Stan, what we've done since we last talked is we shut down our studio temporarily. And until this is over, and, you know, we're trying not to expose too many people. You know, this is a family operation. My daughter works here at the studio, and some other people. I'm not going to give too much away, but other people work at the studio. So I've moved the show into my home office, and that's where I'm broadcasting from. So here we are.
Well, definitely our home office only has two people and two dogs, so we haven't had to move. But we certainly have pulled in our horns a bit.
Oh, man. So, you know what, Stan, I know you put up on Patreon our conversation that we had. Let me ask you something. I'll just come right and tell you. None of this feels right. I mean, none of this feels right. I don't know. What am I missing? What are we missing? Is there something more here that we should be looking at? Because I've been telling people to think bigger, and I don't know, man. There's just something that doesn't feel right about this whole thing.
Well, look, I know you were just talking at the close of last hour today, about the 5G situation and how to mitigate it and stuff like that. And one of our friends, Linda Babb, sent us a link to a lady on YouTube discussing the problems with 5G. And of course, I hear this all the time. I thought, oh, well, look, I'll check it, but I'm not going to buy into all these crazy arguments. Well, I'm corrected now. I stand corrected because 5G at 60 gigahertz does get absorbed by oxygen. 98% of the energy of it is absorbed by oxygen molecules. And you can see this in slide 55 and 56. It links to that lady's discussion on it. But here's the deal. If you increase the energy of the electrons that are shared by two oxygen molecules, O2, you normally just breathe O2, at normal spin rates of the electrons. And it gets into your blood through, hemoglobin binding. But if you spin it up, you know, and absorb all that energy from the 5G wave, it's going to hamper the absorption of the O2 by your blood hemoglobin. And, of course, that puts you short of oxygen. Now, they show some things in the video about some Chinese people just walking down the street and suddenly fall over. Say it was coronavirus hit them all of a sudden. But what if it were the 5G? I mean, they've got it on some of the ocean liners. She shows a link to it about the brag about 5G, you know, high-speed internet on these ocean liners. And, of course, they had the virus appear there. Does this cause flu-like symptoms or open you up to coronavirus infection? I don't know. But it's something I hadn't thought about because, like, we use microwaves, and they're a much lower frequency of microwave, you know, but they go into the water and excite the atoms, pumping energy into the electrons of the binding atoms of water. And, of course, that makes heat form because the atoms now vibrate, you know, very radically and generates heat in your food to heat it up. So what happens to oxygen molecules when they are accelerated? You know, like when the electrons are spun up and it absorbs a lot more energy, it probably makes the O2 with diatomic, you know, like a molecule, want to break into O and O, two single oxygen molecules. Now, I don't know that that happens, but that would be the tendency. If you increase the spin rate of the electrons, it loosens the binding power of those two atoms. So I'm now going to do more investigation in this and see if we can find out. But a connection between 5G and coronavirus-like symptoms, you know, I suppose if you can't get oxygen, you'll just suddenly fall over because you'll faint. You know, you need the oxygen to function. So this is really, I mean, I've looked at some of the technical papers she's already mentioned in her article, and they do say that oxygen absorbs 98% of the 5G energy at 60 gigahertz, which is what they operate the 5G at. It's just weird.
No, I've heard this before. All right. And, I've looked at I haven't looked at it in depth, and I certainly don't have the base knowledge that you have for this. What would, if I were, okay, with what you just said, and if I were carrying a smartphone, let's say in my lapel pocket, would that smartphone, because it's both a receiver and a transmitter, with that 5G, would that act as a, I'm trying to think, almost like a weapon with the 5G in what you just described? Would that have anything to do with it? And the reason I'm asking, too, is the social distancing, which I have a problem with in terms of just the phrase, but, you know, you stay 6 feet apart from someone else. Well, if the virus is airborne for 3 hours and it could be 13 feet, 6 feet wouldn't do it. But what would be the purpose of 6 feet? Could it be that the millimeter waves between the cell phones would provide some sort of a force multiplier for the 5G oxygen deprivation aspect of things? Even if that question made sense, I think you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I do know that if you don't have your cell phone and you walk out into a 5G broadcast, which is, you know, neighborhood wide where they put these things up, that you will be receiving a 60 gigahertz frequency from that tower, wherever it is, cell phone or not.
All right.
Now, if your cell phone does operate on 5G, and I don't know whether mine does, you know, we've had them for a few years, but if it does operate transmitting, you know, 5G 60 gigahertz, which, you know, I don't know that they do, that would certainly be a much more concentrated form of the 5G wave than just probably walking outside without the phone and in a 5G field. This is, to me, really cause for concern. I don't know that we need to have so much speed in our internet services that we have to go to that 5G. But again, I don't know the whole argument for that. But
thanks for being on top of that, because when I read that. In fact, I was going to send you the article I read, and I think the video you have in image 56, I think I was going to send that to you, but you already had it, so I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. One of our friends and your listeners, Linda Babb, sent it to us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's – Yeah, it's worth viewing and investigating. I just had never thought about it, you know, the effect of the oxygen absorption of that energy. But it's going to make the electrons so spun up that the two oxygen molecules will be looser, you know, like loosely connected rather than strongly connected to so that they can act as an O2 molecule and get taken up by the hemoglobin in your blood. I just had never thought about it. And, you know, if the virus itself, you know, affects the lungs and you add G5 to it, you know, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have a problem with this whole thing. I don't know, Stan. I just don't know. I don't know what I don't know, but I know that I don't know something. I mean,
look, you and I both know that the deep state have long time professed the need to get rid of a large portion of the human population. Yep. Because our resources are dwindling, and therefore we need to get rid of the useless eaters, you know, the oldies, the infirmed, whatever, and clear out, you know, so that we can have a restart with the resources that we'll have left at that time. So, yes, I can be suspicious of this, paranoid if you wish, but viruses and G5 aimed at people with, immune deficiencies or creating immune deficiencies, this is a red flag. I agree with you. There's something up.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen this. In the Epoch Times, or Epoch Times, depending on how you want to pronounce it, 21 million fewer cell phone users in China. It may suggest a high virus death toll, the Communist Chinese Party virus death toll. Just imagine losing 21 million cell phone users in China. And I would say that, you know, maybe that suggests a higher death rate in China, or, rate of complete impairment, if not death. So that would suggest to me that the numbers are way, way off in China. So I don't know. A data point at the very least, looking at this as of March 19th. So just saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. Hey, on a somewhat serious but lighter note, slide 43.
Okay.
It says 15 ways to wipe your butt when the toilet paper is gone. Okay, that's the word. But that's what this article addresses, with different kinds of leaves, paper, the Indian method of using a pan of water and perhaps instead of bare hands, a rubber glove. And, you know, you can get by without toilet paper by using rags and water and sterilizing it with Clorox in after you finished and wash out in a bowl. But there are ways to get around the shortage of toilet paper. You may not like it, but, you know, a huge number of Indians, in Asia, India, they do use this method, and some aren't quite as hygienic as we suggest, but still it's just using water, like a hand version of a bidet to wash yourself off. And we noticed that so many people panicked over the shortage of toilet paper that we wanted to address this, you know, that you don't need to panic.
And thank you for doing that. In a not so serious note about that, my wife actually took a newspaper and struck me in the nose when she caught me scooching along the carpet.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, that's maybe a way that you didn't think of. It wasn't listed there. But I was reading a story where already a couple of people apparently were trying to return their toilet paper purchases back to the store. I'm not sure, you know, to the extent that's into what extent that's true. But I thought it was rather interesting. At least it was true that. It was true enough where there were a couple authenticated excuse me here, I'm losing my microphone. But anyway, thank you for putting that up there. I appreciate that.
Last time Holly went over to our local Walmart, which is a super center, she goes there a lot, you know, just short-term things that we get, but, like eggs and produce, stuff like that. But she said that she'd gone early. They have, you know, special times for, you know, people that are elderly, whatever. And she went in and came back out, and she noticed that she was getting into her car. One of the checkout girls that she knows came running out waving her hands at everybody that was getting into their cars and say, wait, stop. We just got in, I don't know, 50 rolls of toilet paper or 50 packs or something like that. So if you want to come back in and get it, you can. So they were being, they weren't, you know, being, you know, elusive as far as the availability of toilet paper, but they actually came out and grabbed people in the parking lot and said, look, you can come back in. We've got some off the truck, which I thought was quite friendly of them to do.
Yeah, that's nice. No one was getting slashed, stabbed, and hit over the head for the toilet paper that was there, you know, as we saw in recent times. But what are your thoughts on the shortages? I've noticed the stores are slow to restock, or at least in my view, slow to restock. Have you seen that, and your thoughts on that?
Well, not having gone recently, I do know that we're getting reports, even locally here, that the shelves of the high-demand commodities, you know, like toilet paper and Lysol and stuff like that, are absolutely empty. I guess it's been 2 weeks since we went to one of the Walmarts here, and we did notice at the time that there was like 40-foot lengths of these bins where the toilet paper should be were totally empty. And it's a joke. We actually talked to one of the stockers there at the time about Lysol and stuff like that. And he said, no, forget it. We're going to be out for a long time. You know, there are ways that you can mitigate, you know, like 180 proof alcohol, mix a bit of water, make a disinfectant to a bit. You know, I mean, there's simple ways to do it yourself if you can't get Lysol.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this will pass, you know, rather than months, in weeks, because we can't. I mean, it's the president, as our presidents and premiers of other countries, are having to balance cutting off commerce versus allowing a few people to die from the virus. You know, where do you draw the line? Because you could kill us all if our economy worldwide collapses because of this. It's a very, very difficult thing for, you know, the leaders of any country at the moment to decide upon. So
I don't know. I remember the Asian flu back in 68, 69. It was bad. I think that was the time period, maybe 70, but not this bad. And even with SARS back, what was it, 2014, 2010, something like that. But this seems like it's beyond anything I've ever seen in my lifetime. And for this to shut down an entire country, Stan, I mean, the people who are losing business and will lose their businesses, it's unbelievable. And you're right. How long can this keep up? And what about our constitutional freedoms? You know, I'm not trying to be nuts here, but we do have a constitution and national laws, and we do have freedoms. How long can they infringe upon our freedoms like this?
Well, as I said, I don't know what the right decision is. I try to put myself in leadership position and say, what would I do? And I end up with a bunch of question marks. You know, legal rights versus what we need to do to preserve our economy and the global economy. When you hit the American share market like has happened, it affects the entire world. They used to say, if America catches cold, the world dies of pneumonia. You know, we're such an integral part, a driving force in the world of commerce. It's like, you know, I've said before, we are the modern Babylon. We deal with all the countries. We consume products and precious goods from all over the world. And people always look when they develop and market new products, will Americans buy it? You know, and so when we get sick here, we don't consume whatever, the rest of the world really, 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 really suffers. And that's what we're seeing here. Now, this is going to cry out for a global government to control the economy, you know, to Yes. stabilize everything. Again, fulfilling prophecy when that happens. On that note, you know, I've read some articles. I didn't put them up on the show images page yet, but about Christians in various countries, that they're of two minds. They're saying, why would God allow you know, if he exists, they say, why would God allow this terrible virus to, you know, kill so many people? On the other hand, there are those who say, Christians who say, well, yes, this is all in God's plan. We understand that. It's been prophesied, and we still trust and believe in God. But so what it's doing is it's compromising Christians' faith a bit on the left side there, where they're saying, why would God let this happen? Because they obviously haven't studied enough to realize it's all part of God's plan, you know, coming into the tribulation period and resolving the conflicts between good and evil once and for all. But this is a concern. I think it will cause many people to fail in their faith because they blame God for letting this happen. You know, it's sad, but that's true.
This, to me, this is not of God, though. I mean, people have free will. I think that this could be a consequence of our free will. But I don't think that God had put this upon people. Do you? It put this affliction
upon
people.
I think it's been prophesied by his prophets that the pestilence would strike the planet. It didn't say that God would strike it with pestilence. There's no way. But because of human activity and not being in a strong relationship with our Creator, they're on their own. It's like, okay, if you want to do your own thing, follow Satan, whatever you want to do, that's your business, but you pay the consequences.
Right.
And if we're cut off from our Creator, we're on our own. And that's kind of what's causing this.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. I stated differently. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And obviously the evil in the world, that's just unbridled evil that we're seeing. You know, I mean, it's just, wow.
Well, look, in the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve, I'm going to put you outside of here, kicking you out of the Garden of Eden. You're going to have to toil the ground and grow your own crops and suffer your own miseries. In other words, you're on your own. You decided to follow Satan and to turn over the title deed of earth to him. Okay, you're on your own. And that's where we are. It's our human endeavor is not God blessed at this point.
Right. Thinking about people, Christians losing their faith or even questioning, you know, their faith or events. It just, I don't want to say disheartening, but it hurts my heart to think about that. And, now more than ever, we need to be on our knees. And you know what I haven't heard anyone ask is asking for or engaging in repentance. I think we lack repentance for what we've done. What we've done to others, what we've brought to ourselves collectively. No one's talking about repentance, and I think we should be, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
At least Sunday was a day of prayer. And I wonder how many people actually got on their knees and said a prayer or prayed on Sunday, you know, at the National Day of Prayer. You know, and repented, and I wonder how many people actually did that, but at least we have it. We have it under this administration.
Yes, yes. We need to keep it, I guess, as long as good Lord lets us. And so we also daily pray twice a day for President Trump and his administration and their families to be protected and to be inspired in the correct execution of their duties as our leaders. A very difficult time for them. Very difficult.
Yeah. What do you think? I was curious when I heard that Senator Rand Paul had been exposed to the coronavirus and a few other senators. What do you think about the continuity of government situation, Stan? Have you given any thought to this?
Well, they say, according to the Constitution, that taking votes in the Senate or the House, that the members have to be present. They won't allow this telepresence, you know, by internet or whatever, to cast their vote because it could be compromised, they say. What I wonder is, okay, the Senate's trying to pass this emergency legislation, and of course the Democratic side were almost on board until Nancy Pelosi came in and rattled their cages and made them all, you know, ask for stupid things that have nothing to do with treating the virus or mitigating the effects of the virus. And so I thought, well, what happens then? Let's say that a number of the Republicans in the Senate are quarantine, either by self or by demand for what they need to do to cure it. And it reduces the number of Republicans to vote in the Senate. The Democrats apparently have not gathered together in any meetings. They've been either spread out, you know, safe distances or done it by teleconferencing so that they didn't expose all of themselves to this virus, which I find good, interesting that they did it and the GOP people did not. They continued to meet and have lunch together, et cetera, which now weakens them if a number of their members are exposed and have to be absent from the chamber.
Right.
What do you do? I mean, it suddenly imbalances the elected balance of the Senate.
Yes.
Yes. You know, what do you do?
Good question. I don't know. And I don't know if it's a question I can ask my guest tomorrow. I don't know if there's any constitutional remedies for this. I don't know. It's a great question.
It's uncharted territories here. Yeah. And, constitutional law is going to be right at the forefront of figuring this out. Yeah, well, ask Obama. He's a constitutional lawyer.
Scholar. He's a doggone scholar is what he is. Yeah. 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 I'd be afraid of the answer. And you know, I saw an article about the 2020 elections. You know, the headline was presidential elections or 2020 presidential elections by mail, ? You know? What if this extends, and I suspect it will, into the elections? Now what? How is that going to work? And can it work? Are we seeing the last American president right now? President right now.
All right, I was just going to get to slide 45, talk about Garden of Eden type stuff. The text in that didn't come through when I put it up to the website, but that what it says is Paul Gossage is the founder of Back to Eden Gardening. And if you click on the picture or the portion of the text that did appear, it will take you over to his website, which is, of course, he's selling his book and products and things like that, but he is – developed a proven way to get your own gardening very productive. And so I think it's worth reading his site, about non-GMO, organic, no tilling, permaculture, and that kind of stuff. It's along the lines of what Holly's put into the Garden Gold book, the ebook that we have on the website. But I think it's worth, sharing ideas from other folks as well about how to effectively get your garden working. In his case, I think he uses wood chips. And a layer. We use dolomite and other things without the wood chips. But anyway, this is just another thing that people can reference for their gardening. We're still, sprouting things for the next 2 or 3 weeks to plant, like, squash and peppers. And what have we got there? We've got watermelons and zucchini. Anyway, those are starting to sprout and little buds are coming, or little stems are coming up out of the soil inside of our indoor, like greenhouses that we've built to do that. I don't know that I've got any pictures of that, but anyway, we are doing it. And I do suggest people look at this because if things continue like this, exposure to things may increase with, unless you can thoroughly clean your vegetables and things that you get at the supermarket or out in the country stores or wherever. You've got to grow your own to be extra safe and get the nutrition you need. Actually, what Holly covered in the Garden Gold book was a formula she's given for soil mixtures, with animal droppings and stuff, and how to balance the soil to return the nutrients that we need to get from vegetables, because our store-bought stuff, much of it is on property that's been farmed until it's soaked a lot of the minerals and nutrients out of that we used to get 50 years ago. So anyway, that's just a site to go to and reference that.
And you know what, while you mentioned that, this is something my wife and I talked about. This is the first time we've talked about it in years, about having our own garden. And in fact, Garden Gold came up, and folks, go to standale.com and click on the book, the ebook Garden Gold, because one of the, and this, you mentioned it, this is really important, this biointensive, ancient, this ancient mixture or this formula for the soil, it makes a big difference for the yield and for the type of, or for the, how do I say, the nutritional value of the harvest, right? I mean, is that proper?
Right.
Did I say that properly? Okay.
And absolutely.
Because my neighbor has a garden, and I was talking to her about this, and I did point her to your website, and I said, you gotta get this ebook, because she was talking about her soil and about what she needed to add, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, what a great in for that. But Garden Gold, folks, if you're planning, whoever's listening to this broadcast right now, if you're planning to have a garden this summer, right now's the time. Grab Garden Gold, because of the information in there will be valuable in terms of the soil and the output for your garden. Garden Gold, and it's an ebook. It's worth every penny. It's worth every electron behind it. And it's full of pictures as well. 230 photos, I think it is. So there it is on your screen, right there. There you go.
You know, Doug, the I don't think there'll be as big a rush by people that are wanting to do their own gardens, as it were, for toilet paper, but there will be a finite supply of, the animal fertilizers and the soil spacers and things that you get at Lowe's and Home Depot. So if you're going to do it, I wouldn't put it off. I'd go get it and get the bags of stuff you need from the formula and put it in your backyard and get to it as soon as you can, but get the product first, because it will probably be in short demand too once people realize the need for it. Because it boosts your immune system.
It does. Yes. Yes. Yeah. In fact, my wife called the garden center that we deal with, and she asked if they were open, and they said, well, we're making deliveries. You know, what do you need? And she was just talking about different soil components, and they said, while they're available, that was the answer. So, you know, until they're gone. So.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wander over to some geophysical events here. Slide 44. Click on the picture, and that should bring up a large map. Okay, tell me when you got it.
Got it. And Eric's getting it. I got it. Wow.
All right. Well, what I've done here is I've taken from January 1 this year to today, and I've plotted all the earthquakes over 2.5 on the entire planet. And you'll see at the top that it says earthquakes over Richter 2.5, blah, blah. The current ones are on top. So I've had it display. If you zoom in, you'll see the yellows and oranges are the earthquakes that have occurred in the last week. The reason I did that was so that you could go down and look at the other map underneath it, which is the same map, but with the magnitude earthquakes, the biggies, on top. So you can see which ones, the yellow ones on top are bigger ones that have occurred in the last week, but it gives us an idea of the areas that are experiencing a lot of earthquakes, including large earthquakes, in the last almost 3 months. I put the yellow arrows to point to zones that are experiencing increased activity, especially of the larger earthquakes. Now, there's no arrows on the United States, but, you know, that doesn't preclude the possibility of it. There are certainly a number of earthquakes happening along the formation that kind of forms a circle around Washington and Oregon and out into the Juan de Fuca plate, which has definitely been active at the bottom end there of the Mendocino fault line in the sea coming into Northern California. So I think we need to keep watching, as I said last week, the earthquake occurrences, because there are a lot of these smaller ones. I couldn't get them all on there under 2.5, but there's nearly 9,000 of them this year across the planet. And it's as though the planet is creaking and groaning as it expands, you know, and reshapes the tectonic plate borders a bit. So look at that and think about the other thing that comes with the earthquakes, the volcanoes. We get the normal, you know, information of volcanoes every week and have a look at it, and it's kind of ho-hum. But in slide 48, you'll see that there is now great concern among the geologists watching Yellowstone that, you know, Steamboat Geyser may be about to have a hydrothermal or a steam explosion in it because of this magma pool that's intruded underneath it. So, okay, that's Yellowstone. Well, if it's a hydrothermal explosion, it'll throw crap, you know, stuff up from the ground over a great distance. Whether it be the one that was as big as the original Yellowstone supervolcanoes, I don't think so. But certainly in the area, it will be a problem if it does occur. I think that the coronavirus stipulations for the national parks has probably reduced the number of visitors or tourists to be at risk there in Yellowstone and a couple of other national parks. And that might be a good thing in this case if the earth is creaking and groaning like it is and we're going to see more volcanic activity. Just another site for you to keep an eye on. There's a video on the site that goes with it showing the effects of such a thing.
Yeah. Looking at those maps, it's pretty sobering, Stan.
It is. And another thing on geophysics, slide 47. The article says 300 million people will lose their homes due to rising sea levels by 2050. In other words, in the next 30 years, which is, you know, reasonably quick, that the sea level rises from Antarctic ice flow melts and various other sources will hit the coastal regions and cause 300 million people to lose their homes. Now, even Australia in 1999-ish, before Holly and I left, they were advising people. In fact, I think they were preventing people building on certain coastal areas on the East Coast because they knew that the increasing sea level would eventually encroach on those homes, and they would be, you know, there would be losses that the insurance companies would have to endure and the government and various other entities. So they were saying, don't build. We're not going to give permits in these areas if you try to build too close to the seashore. And I don't know how many feet of sea level rise they were planning for, but I do know that if we were to lose the ice on both poles, that the sea level could rise to over 200 feet. And if you think, well, okay, 200 feet, that can go inland for a couple of miles in some places and wipe out all the property and businesses. So think about this and factor it in if you want.
What's the highest place in Florida? I mean, it's way under Florida.
Florida would be. Yeah. But that's if both poles melt completely. And the long range forecast that they're publishing at any rate say that by the year 2100, we might see several feet, less than 10 feet rise in sea level. But that's on projections that are made on current estimates of ice flow melts in the Arctic and Antarctic, which are being revised rapidly because of the increased heat from subsurface volcanoes around the icebergs or the ice flows on top of Antarctica. It's melting them. Mm-hmm. And Greenland is suffering the same thing. So this is a clear and present danger that people should have a look at.
Wow.
And another one, slide 46. Now, people tend to think, okay, ultraviolet sunlight, that's good. It'll give us, you know, our vitamin D from natural source, but you don't want to overdo it because as I show here that there's links to show you the UV index, Florida is the worst because it's closer to the equator, mm-hmm. but it's now very high skin damage within 15 minutes if you're in the areas that are in the red dots. In the yellow dots, you've got 45 minutes before you get skin damage. This is going to increase, I believe, in this solar cycle 25. And you can read, let me just see here where I've got that link on there. Did I put it in there? That's a question. Sad. Okay, go to the second part of slide 46 where it says immune suppression, see link below. If you get on that, it takes you to an article. Oh, no, it doesn't. Dadgummit, what happened to my link there? Oh, well, I'll have to change that later, but it's a link to an article about the UV radiation suppressing your immune system. So if you get out there too long, it'll be bad for you as far as exposure to viruses and stuff because you need to have your immune system strong. You need to have the vitamin D strong, but not over strong because then it starts to work the other way and it weakens your immune system. I know back when I wrote The Cosmic Conspiracy in 78, I was looking at a French report showing that divorce rates and crime rates went up as we had more sunspot activity because it affected people various ways. But definitely one of them was scrambling their thoughts a bit.
Wow.
There are pluses and minuses to sunlight. So just be cautious if you're getting out there to get your vitamin D in the sun. Don't overdo it. And check this link to the UV index that the EPA puts out every day, the 50 major cities. And, you know, if it says don't stay out longer than 15 minutes, don't do it. You know,
I didn't know they had this service, if that's what you want to call it. And I look at it as a service. You can even put your zip code in there, of course, or if your zip code isn't found, you can search for the city and state and, or whatever's closest, but there it is. Wow. All right. And that's kind of, it's a little bit, for example, it looks like where I'm at, there's green and yellow, like really, well, they actually overlap. So, you know, yeah, folks, check this out. Thanks for doing that. That's really kind of a neat.
I've watched this for years. Probably 10 years ago, there was a ozone hole over the Atlantic that drifted up over Central America into the islands there off the east of Central America. And it was letting so much radiation and UV in that it was making children and adults sick. They had to cancel schools, take the children home. It was giving nausea and diarrhea to adults with skin rashes from the UV penetration, short exposures. And this was due to the ozone hole allowing more UV to come in than normal. So that's when I started studying it. And at that time, they were having levels over 12. And you see the chart down here goes to 11.
Yeah.
And above. So, yeah, that's why I started monitoring that. I think it's a good place to be monitoring daily. Let me prioritize a couple of things here. Oh, slide 50, 5.7 magnitude earthquakes, hit Utah. And if you click on the picture instead of the article, you'll see I've put in two maps of where that earthquake occurred, near the center of Utah there. I could not figure out, if you zoom the map up, I just could not figure out why they occurred there, because it's an area that has no known fault lines or anything. And you get a Richter 5.7 and a bunch of aftershocks smaller there. Why? You know, what's causing that part of Utah to suddenly become active? Are we looking at, you know, a volcano going to form or something? I have no idea. Is it something to do with the salt ponds over to the left and upper left of the satellite image in the top picture? I don't know, but there's something rather dangerous about that.
Wow. I'm looking at this. Yeah. That's rather disconcerting that no one would know why it would happen there.
Well, it's got the geologists puzzled. They don't know either.
Yeah. I don't like the sounds of that. Wow.
No, we'll keep an eye on it like everything else we talk about. But, you know, you were mentioning, we both were the 5G thing and also the coronavirus, keep your distance at 6 feet and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Slide 53, if you click on the picture, I want to show you an interesting thing. The president, the vice president, and all the members of this meeting that they're having there in the war room or whatever, I guess the situation room, but they're all 6 feet or more apart. Their chairs on the table, right?
Yep.
Look in the background for the news corps and everybody else. They're shoulder to shoulder.
Huh.
Sad.
And they would be the first ones to yell that the government, the president and vice president, aren't practicing what they preach. So, yeah, look at them. All right.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's, you know, rather hypocritical. But anyway, slide 52. This is an interesting thing with Netanyahu. There's one chair more, like 61 of 120 chairs that his opposition party, the Blue-White Party, hold. And the decision of whether to hold another election is in the hands of blah, blah, blah. It's in the hands of somebody that's friendly to Netanyahu because it's from the Likud party. And the Supreme Court, head of the Supreme Court there can determine when to call another election. Now, they've had two or three already, which is, you know, not good. And the vote doesn't seem to shift over to the Likud side. Now, why is this important? Well, because the peace treaty that Trump and Netanyahu have organized with many Arab nations, including Saudi Arabia, it hinges on these two men, Trump and Netanyahu, being in power to get this thing signed. Now, if either one of them goes out of office, it's going to put a kink in that peace treaty in the Middle East. And that may happen. There may be another reason that the world cries for a peace treaty between Israel and, you know, the many Arab nations around it. I don't know. But in Daniel 11:23, the Antichrist, it says, after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and he shall become strong with a small people. Does that mean the Palestinians? Because they aren't a country. They're a small people. So these are things that all play into this end time scenario of a peace treaty between Israel and the many countries around it. It may be that Israel has to use a nuke on Iran. And if that happens, it will get everybody to that peace treaty table very quickly, because they'll be afraid that if Israel has used one nuclear weapon, that they may use all 300 of the ones they've got and cause real panic in the Middle East. So that's another issue that may work, whether Netanyahu is the prime minister or not. Anyway, that's where that stands.
Interesting. You're one of the few people I've seen. In fact, you're the only person I've seen point this out in that fashion. So thank you for that. That's something that we got to keep our eyes on.
Yeah. You know, and I'm very flexible interpreting these results versus prophecy. But you know me, I look at patterns, and that's how I found the Garden of Eden using scripture, and Atlantis, where the crossbreeding of the Nephilim occurred, and what caused the flood, that great impact, and the shift of the planet's crust. All that was following details in scripture.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you're, again, the real Indiana Jones, and I mean that. And folks, what Stan is referencing, we've talked about in the past, but certainly do yourselves a favor, join his Patreon, become a Patreon, a patron of Stan and Holly Deo, and do yourself a favor, get all of the intellectual and investigative work product of Stan and Holly Deo, by way of Patreon, and support them. They deserve it. Look at that. I mean, go as high of a membership level as you can, because they're well worthy of your support. And by the way, the work products on Atlantis, on the Garden of Eden, man, that just blew me away. And all of their, and I say their, it's both Stan and Holly Deo, their work products are worthy of your support. And I thank you and Holly for all of that. I've learned a lot.
Okay. Well, look, I've sent a text out to our patrons telling them I'm working this week on finishing up the fourth part, which is, there's several parts more to go in our actual excursion or expedition to the Garden of Eden there in Tanzania. This week we'll be actually crossing over the rim and down into the crater, which was the garden. Along the way, we look at some activities of an elephant that greeted us while he was knocking over a tree to get his breakfast there. And we look at one of those, I forget what they call them, like an African type of bird that jumps up and down to woo his mate. We've got that on film. And we've got large herd of zebra and two elephants way out on the rim, on the floor, distance from us. And I'm trying to get all of this into this fourth part, where we go up onto what's called the Ngatati Hill, which is a flat top circular formation there, which I tend to think was the original top of the volcano before it all collapsed down to form the crater, you know, gazillions of years ago, or, you know, a few thousand years ago anyway, however you space time and geology. But anyway, this mound, this flat top table, is called, you know, like a round table, and there are two humps on it separated by a little water flow that goes down into the crater floor. It's not high, if, you know, 50, 60 feet high or whatever, but that is, I'm reasonably certain, where Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit. Each hump there was for a tree. And the ground there is so fertile. I tell you this in a video, that the Tennessean government and the Conservancy of the Enguerrand Conservancy have put in test plans to, and figures to try to figure out how the soil is so fertile there, because things on that little hill grow like crazy. You know, I don't know whether it's because the trees are planted there and they need to be very fertile, but anyway, it's exceptional growth in that that Engatati Hill. And around the rim of it, like a friar's haircut, you know, are trees growing sideways out of a strata, you know, several feet down from the top. And these are fig trees. And we even passed, which I show in the video, a huge fig tree coming down into the floor of the crater, which was next to the Mungi River. And we do some close-up to show you the size of those fig tree leaves. Just, you know, the minute we saw that going down into it, you know, the hair on the back of our neck just stood up, you know, goosebumps, because, wow, here is a fig tree in the Garden of Eden that we've located, and another proof. And the fig trees around Engatati Hill tell you that if they suddenly ate of that fruit, Adam and Eve, and found that they were naked, she could have gone down and started pulling leaves off the trees right there, the fig trees, to put together, some vines or whatever, you know, clothing for themselves. It just underscores this location has to be the original Garden of Eden. It's not as bountiful as it was then, but it's still pretty bountiful in that it supports 25,000 large animals and a lot of smaller birds and other animals in that whole garden area.
I've looked at your research. I've looked at everything. I got to tell you, I believe you found the Garden of Eden, the original Garden of Eden. I mean, the Garden of Eden. I believe that. And just wow. Yeah, you're right. I mean, boy, did you sneak away with a soil sample at all? You probably couldn't.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I knew you would.
We got two bags of the red soil that Adam was made from. How
wow.
about that?
Wow.
Yeah, we did. you know, there's just so much of it that nobody kind of saw it, and we wrapped it up in plastic bags and put it in our luggage and brought it back. The red earth of the Garden of Eden.
And the next question I have, did you have it tested?
For what?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever you test.
We brought it back so that if people wanted to have samples of it, that Christina, you know, Jared and Christina, who funded the expedition, could, in their jewelry shop, put it in some kind of a little container with, you know, a necklace or whatever. You could wear some of the Garden of Eden. But that's the only reason we brought it back. I hadn't thought about testing the soil, but just so people could have a piece of the Garden of Eden for themselves.
Wow. Oh, wow. And that's on your website, right? The jewelry is on your website?
Yeah, go to Black Sea Jewelers. I forget where the link is. But anyway, go to it. There's probably down around slide 37.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And you walking out of there with soil. That's pretty cool. I tried that in the National Park once, and I tried that at Fort Marcy Park, and I got myself in trouble. So anyway.
Well, we got around a few rules,
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Well, Stan, thank you. I can't believe the hour went so quickly. Thank you so very much. May God bless you. You stay safe, and you and Holly just kind of hang in there, and we'll all kind of self-quarantine together, right?
You bet. You're looking good.
Yeah, you
like
are
the new
as well.
Studio.
Thank you. All right. Have a good night.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, that'll do it for me. I know. Put me out of my misery. Go ahead and shoot, right? Hey, until tomorrow, may God bless. Have a good night.